This meeting is being recorded.
Oh, wow. No kidding. Hi, folks. You are watching and listening to Sipping Off the Cuff on Tequila Aficionado Media on all of our channels and networks. I'm Mike Morales, sitting in for Mike Morales here in Southern California. That guy, that lady up there is, I'm sorry.
You're so used to it.
I shouldn't be. I want more lady catadoras. And you are, young lady.
Araceli Costilla Sharp in San Antonio, Texas.
Now, Araceli and I had the luxury of tasting a little while back Querendon. And this, they were nice enough to send us actually another brand, which is Querendon's stablemate, which is called Phrases.
Right.
It's everything it's everything that I want to do to keep from calling it Frases.
Yeah.
but it's spelled in English, folks. It's called Phrases.
Yep.
And as usual, I just broke the seal. You know, they got a little charm bracelet that you can put around the neck tag, and they taped it to the top of the, and it's a feather. I'm not exactly sure what. Do you know what the symbolism is to the feather? Is it like a quill?
I think like a quill pen, maybe.
That's the only thing I can think of, because it's if you don't look closely enough, it just looks like a feather, you know. Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's pretty.
Yeah.
So anyway, we just broke the seal off this Blanco, and we're just going to taste the juice and run with it and see what we think. And we'll give you all the ins and outs in a few. I'm going to use a Stasel Jarrito for my tequila.
Same. So, I got a little pop on that when I opened it, by the way.
Oh, good. Pop. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine didn't do that. And I just broke the seal off mine a little while ago.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. We do know a little bit about the tequila. For those of you who are some old school guys, old dogs, old school gals, tequila is coming out of Tres Mujeres. And I think that's 1466. Is a nom number. So you got a pop, which is good. They've been sitting on my living room floor for a few weeks. We got them at the same time we got Querendon, which we loved. If you haven't seen that review, we went bananas over that stuff. By the way, have you done the written review on that one yet?
I've not done the written review. Well, I did the notes, but I haven't done like the article yet. So.
Okay. All right. Just wondering. I'm not cracking any whips or anything like that. So,
I have another one working in the works for another one. So,
If you folks have not subscribed to the Tequila Aficionado magazine, a lot of our TJs actually write their own note articles. And, you know, we do a lot of our own reviews, exclusive information to subscribers. So, if you haven't done that yet, you can do that on our website. It's free, won't cost you anything. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel if you happen to be watching us there. So, look at the legs and tears on this thing. It looks like a little thin, but that's okay. Yeah. And it's funny because of the last set of reviews I did was with mezcal, and you know, you're so used to the thicker tears and legs with a mezcal, and sometimes depending on the tequila and their processing, some of these tears will be a little bit thinner. And again, that's it's a good indicator of what it's going to feel like in your mouth, not necessarily of quality. So there's nothing wrong with thin tears and legs, but. Yeah, that's really, it's shiny. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
that sweetness.
Yeah. For years, those of you who are big fans of Tres Mujeres, for years, Tres Mujeres has had a very familiar nose and flavor profile, very much like La Cofradía, very much like Jose Cuervo. Doesn't matter where you're at, blindfolded, you can pull out a Jose Cuervo mixto anywhere. So, and Tres Mujeres was similar. It had a certain stamp on it. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, a lot of good brands came out of that distillery. Is it just me, or are we getting a lot of alcohol in this one too?
Mine is not so much. I get a lot of fruit flavors, like a banana.
Okay.
So maybe it's a little bit of that sugar alcohol type, like when you have a banana.
Yeah, when it starts to really get a little too ripe. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we would call that a ripe banana.
A ripe banana. Yeah.
I think it's starting to evolve in the glass too. I'm getting more of this, a little bit more heightened citrus notes. Mm-hmm. You know, once the banana mellows out a little bit, the citrus notes kind of take over.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
A little more lime.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Maybe like a little orange blossom too. That sweet.
It starts to evolve again. It goes from like, mm-hmm. I was going to say grapefruit, but it's not that strong. It's more like I was going to say from tangerine to lime, or lime to tangerine to orange, something like that.
Yeah. Blossom. Yeah.
Again, not a bad thing. You want to dive in, or do we? Yeah. All right, let's go in. Okay, that was my initial pass. I don't even want to. It was pretty sweet on the first one.
Mm-hmm, on the front end.
It, sweet with, like you said, a mix of the sweetness and the alcohol, and, and then a little bit more pepper. It's got a great finish. Wow.
Yeah.
But that was only my first pass, so. I mean, I'm gonna.
I always do like a little sip, and then I do another little like.
Yeah, you've got certain techniques too that you've been doing for a while. I know Araceli took our course. She's one of our graduated consumer catadoras, but everybody that comes on board that has taken the course always has a certain routine that they kind of that they've been doing for a while that they incorporate with what it is that we teach in the book. And I know that, like for me, I got to cleanse my palate off camera. I was, get rid of all whatever it is, even coffee, unless I'm doing añejos. But now, see, I'm getting like mint. Am I getting mint?
Yeah, I was gonna say, now I'm getting more the mintiness of it, and a little bit more the alcohol, like, or not necessarily the alcohol, but just it's more subtle. It's not that bright.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like all the citrus is finally coming from bananas to citrus to mint, to the herbal at this point. I know it sounds
like a little bit of pineapple now.
Okay, I'll buy that. Yeah, I'll buy that. Yeah, I buy that. Yeah, because I got a hint of mint on this side, and I can't place what it is I'm getting on this side, but you're right. It's more like an acidic, pineapple tends to be acidic if it sits out too long, so.
Like a pineapple. I love me some pineapple soda too, though.
That makes one hell of a Paloma. What do you call that? That's something else, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's good though. Pineapples. I don't know. Yeah. I like the pineapple soda.
Well, it's almost springtime.
Yeah.
Right.
Spring break.
We just got through all kinds of rainstorms here in California. So we're drying out right now.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
That was good.
Yeah, now that it's opened up a little bit more, it's had, that the alcohol has had a chance to, once it's bloomed a little bit and swirled in your glass, now it's really coming into its own right now. What are you still getting? Are you still getting the pineapple, or are we getting any mixture of banana now, or?
It's a little more like tropical, like the pineapple's coming through more. But my finish the second time was not as strong as the first time either.
Yeah, so it's
a little shorter.
Yeah, it's a little shorter. Yeah, that first initial. Mm-hmm. That's why you should never pin, you know, your opinions on the end. Oh, it's really harsh. No, well, let it open up.
Let
it open up. Gee, it's like a glass of wine. You can't, mm-hmm. you know, you don't go right to it unless you're really thirsty. You know, you don't want to pound this stuff down, you know. Especially, you know, these bottles have traveled for me a little bit longer than you. I believe that the importer's in Texas, but for me, it, you know, and they've been sitting on my living room floor for days. So, and we just break the seal. It's not like, I would say now, this year, about 80% of the time, most of my bottles are sealed before I get to them. Some of them have been opened for other reasons. But anyway, mm-hmm. yeah, it's much more tropical fruit. Now I'm gonna say like papaya or mango or something. It's very tropical, mm-hmm. isn't it? And it's subtle. I don't want to say it's like it's
yeah. Like, it's not like a super sweet or anything like that. It's very subtle. It kind of blends and balances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the alcohol is there. The alcohol is doing its job. Mm-hmm. It's not overpowering, but it really is presenting the aromas and the flavors the way it should. Mm-hmm. And it's got great lip and gum numbness. I mean, the pepper explosion is still there. It goes in sweet. It explodes. And then I think for me at the rear of the palate's where I'm getting a lot more of the tropical fruit flavors.
Yeah. That
I'm sensing.
It kind of sits back there. Which is probably why the finish seems shorter too, because you have a more sweetness to it in the back.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. I think I'll buy that. That makes total sense. Yeah, it's much deeper now, and it's not off-putting. And Tres Mujeres has always had its own flavor stamp, but mm-hmm. it's never been off-putting, and it's never been offensive.
Yeah.
And so I can't, and I don't even want to say, just judging from the information that we have, that they were nice enough to send us, even though, you know, I know it's a big deal these days about additives, but I don't believe that Tres Mujeres has ever made it a point to use them. It's been a long time since I've had any. As a matter of fact, the last time I had some was... for those of you who have been watching our website, take a look at some of the episodes of Last Tequila Standing, which was the rough cut of the TV show that I was involved in years ago. And one of the folks that had been a contestant in that show had their tequila made from at Tres Mujeres, and it was Adán y Eva, and honestly, I can't. It's been so long that I can't even remember how that evolved, but I do remember that the flavor stamp was very prominent. You could pick it out blind. And this is much more enjoyable though than what I remember. And this was prior to I was telling Araceli off camera that Tres Mujeres had suffered a fire and had burned down and lost a lot of product at one point. So this is coming from the rebuilt new distillery. Once they generated the funds to open up the new distillery. What do you think? Do you like this?
Yeah.
I'm digging it.
Yeah. I do like that.
Hmm.
And it's got a good, you get the numbness, you know, when you let it sit and the finish. Again, it's not super long, but it's good. Like, and I do like the light, you know, like it's, that fruitiness of it.
It's really refreshing.
It's not like super sweet, but I don't want to confuse people and say it's like, oh, it's sweet. It's not sweet.
We don't want to say it's artificial because it really isn't. I mean, it reveals itself in layers. If it was artificial, mm-hmm. you'd know right away because that artificial flavoring, no matter where it is, it just presents itself right away.
Right.
And if you're not, and especially in a Blanco, I mean, you're not supposed to do it in a Blanco, but technically people get away with it. There is a loophole in there somewhere in the normas. Is your palate getting coated now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting more of a coatingness of the palate, and I'm not sure what that's from.
Yeah.
And it's the fruit flavor and the banana. It's becoming, yeah, it's like converting back into banana.
Mm-hmm. Really, well, again, I think it's like that the alcohol part of it, of that, you know, the base of it is kind of more prominent now after a couple of sips.
Yeah,
for sure.
Let me read you some of the ins and outs. I'm not sure if Araceli has any of her info that they, I don't know if they sent this to us, and yeah, you probably have some. Here we go. The agave comes from the Valles de Jalisco. The distillery is in, I believe it's in Matitan, which is considered the Los Valles. Mm-hmm. Let's see, Orno, stone oven, 24 hours in resting, Blue Weber, 7 year, singularly sourced, terroir specific. So I believe Tres Mujeres does have their own plantations as well. Stainless steel, Olympic, Alambique, Olympic pot still. And then, there we go. Light and subtle, loaded with tropical fruits. They do give you some flavor notes. We didn't even bother reading any of this. You know, why? Because we're always, you know, how many times, I can tell you how many times I've read stuff that people send us, and the flavor notes are nowhere near what they say. Now, they do say lime. Here, this is interesting. Aromas and flavors of lime candy, mango, cantaloupe, honeydew. I'll buy cantaloupe. I'll even buy honeydew. Saffron, nah. Sourdough, yeah. I don't think so. Because sourdough, that would tip me off, because that the sourdough, that's from the fermentation. That means they're throwing bread yeast in there. And the last one I tasted that had sourdough in it was Don Julio years ago. Since 2006, Don Julio's tasted like bread. Other than that, subtle. I say it's subtle. You're right. They're right. Subtle. They got that one right. And I'll buy some of those. Mango, I'll buy that. Cantaloupe, I'll buy that. But I like yours better. I do like the banana. No, but, you know, I think cantaloupe and honeydew are closely related. And I've had those. I think those came out in the last tequila
The Querendon, yes. The honeydew came out in the Querendon. The
honeydew.
We really picked that up. Yeah.
And it turned into cantaloupe if it was aged. What the aged versions, the honeydew couldn't evolve into cantaloupe. I don't see that happening here. I'll buy banana and cantaloupe. Mm-hmm. I want more so than honeydew.
But
it's very interesting. The tropical fruit things. I dig it.
Yeah.
Now apparently it's won a silver medal. Not sure where. Tastings.com. Okay, so Tastings is the San Francisco World Spirits Competition. They own Tastings. If you'll agree with me, I think this is a Brand of Promise nominee.
Yes.
And I gotta get you one of these, a paddle,
an
ice cream stick. I do have one for you. In fact, I'm gonna make it a point to send you one. Dave is holding out. He says, he says, I want a tongue depressor.
No.
What are you, at an auction? At 300,000. Brand of Promise nominee is, it's very enjoyable, very refreshing. Yes. Now, what would you do with it? Because I know you like cocktails. What is there something specific?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely be mixing it for spring, because it's got that tropical profile. So yeah, definitely be blending it with like a Paloma or ranch water, or even, you know, something, a little cranberry juice.
Well, now you said that you like that pineapple soda. I think the pineapple soda. That's a San Antonio ranch water right there.
I know. we're talking about that. Like I think 8 years ago, I was mixing Fresca with tequila, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I may have invented this 8 years ago.
No, we were doing ghetto Ritas a long time ago. Sorry, we were doing it back in New Mexico. Do you have any margarita mix? No, but I got Fresca. Cool, ghetto Rita. Fresca. Yeah, yes. You know, do they even still make Fresca?
Yes. I use it all the time in the summer.
Remind me to send you a case for Christmas.
I love it. Yeah. I'm like always, you know, like people always tell me like, especially when I would order a drink, you know, like years ago when I first ordered an old fashioned with tequila, they're like, what? And I'm like, let me show you. It's easy. Just replace this with
you were showing the bartenders?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
Like, and now
are you still going to those places or are you going to better places?
No. It's progressed. A lot of people have learned now. So.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah.
But this was, you know, 10 years ago and it was just,
Nobody had been doing it yet.
Yeah.
They weren't even drinking the real old fashions yet. You know, it's like, I think whiskey and bourbon had just kind of fallen off by the wayside at that point. But anyway, you know what? That's our take. I love it. If you folks are having it, do we have a price point at all?
I didn't see a price point on it. Yeah. I was going to ask you the same.
We'll look off camera. We'll see if we can find a price point where it's available. It's got to be available in Texas somewhere. I would say Specs or Twin Liquors would have it. I would imagine. But anyway, that's our take on phrases. And I'm going to pronounce it that way because it is PH. Yeah. Phrases.
It's the PH.
PH. And again, it comes with a feather or a quill. It's got, you know, their own little talking, their neck tag on it, which probably tells you the same thing that we're getting here on our POS, which is our point of sale, the sell sheet, folks. That's it. For those of you in sales, it's a sell sheet. Okay. We call it point of sale, POS, not who we think we are. But this is called phrases. And I think it's kind of cute the way they got. Looks like a puzzle or something.
I saw that. I was trying to figure out, like, am I supposed to be able to read that?
Yeah, it's you know, it's like a word game. It's like a, mm-hmm. it's like a, I don't know, words. What does it say? Words
on the other side through it. I think you can read. Maybe after a couple of shots and drinks. Yeah,
it looks like an eye chart.
Yeah.
Wait, it looks like an eye.
You'll
chart.
Be able to read it after a couple of drinks.
It's all the whole thing is backwards and backwards. I don't know. But it's a quotation.
We're gonna ask about that.
It's a quote. It's a quote.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's got to say something. We got to figure it out at some point.
Okay. Well, maybe off camera is just made of words. That, you know, that's what it says. Phrases made of words.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's like words. Anybody playing Words with Friends anymore? Maybe you guys can tell us what that means because I have no clue. Anyway, stick with us, folks. That's the Blanco. We're going to do the Reposado here shortly. You've been watching and listening to Sipping Off the Cuff on Tequila Aficionado Media, all of our channels and networks. Please subscribe. Hit the notification bell if you're watching us on YouTube. Give us a like. Don't forget to share it, you know, so that other tequila aficionados can listen in or watch. You can follow us on Tequila Aficionado on Instagram, all of our social. Araceli, what's your favorite social that you're on right now lately?
I'm on Instagram and it's at Texas Tequila Brat. So
there you go. See, that's the brat right here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Mike Morales here in Southern California. Again, that young lady is
Araceli Costilla Sharp in San Antonio.
You've been watching and listening to Sipping Off the Cuff. Whatever you do, folks, tomar sabiamente.
Sip wisely.